Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Once again, a busy show for you this week. On this week's programme, I look ahead to the Ag Science Association annual conference, Ireland's Role in Global Food Security. I'll talk to ASA President Susan Maher. I'll also preview next week's Dairy Beef 500 Farm Walk in Thomastown with Chagas Beef Advisor Sean O'Connor. And I'll have an update on preparations for Europe's largest outdoor event, our National Ploughing Championships in Tullamore, with the NPA's Managing Director, Anna May McHugh. And plus, I have a text competition for passes for the upcoming National Ploughing in Tullamore. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, one of the big events in the agri calendar, of course, is the annual ASA, the Ag Science Association annual conference. And this year's conference takes place on Thursday next in the Rochestown Park Hotel in Cork. And it's entitled Ireland's Role in Global Food Security. And I'm delighted to be joined by the ASA President, Susan Maher. Susan, thanks for taking our call.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Susan, as I say in the intro, it's one of the highlights of the agri food sector every year, the ASA conference. And definitely the theme of this year's conference says it all, our role in global food security.
It is. It's the most sought after event, I would say, of the calendar. It's the biggest networking event as well for everybody operating across the industry. Just to let your listeners know, Kieran, we represent the Ag Science graduates, and we've about 1,400 members spanning the island of Ireland and obviously outside of that, who operate in all different aspects of the food supply chain. So from farmers through to processors, through to media, education, research. And the conference every year is our opportunity to bring in speakers, both international, but also speakers from within our own island, to, I suppose, give their view on the contribution that Ireland is making, and to look at some of the broader challenges that are there and the opportunities and the solutions that we have to those challenges.
And of course, it's very much, you have the international speakers, you have the primary producers, and really national, international. And indeed, when you talk about food security, back when was it, in 2022, Ireland was ranked as the second most food secure country globally.
That's right, yeah. So one speaker of note is Kevin Deegan. He's a Wexford man. He's the Vice President of Innovation in Valio, which is the largest Finnish processor, and he, I suppose, he will bring his insights and what they've done within, I suppose, the Finnish market. They're obviously world exporters, and he talks about how innovation has, I suppose, and crisis has brought about innovation in supporting farmers and that whole, I suppose, the whole food market. So he's going to be a real blue sky thinker. He's going to give us lots to think about. We then, I suppose, look at, you know, what's happening here in the island of Ireland. So we have Jim O'Toole from Bord Bia, who have developed the very successful AgNav that gives farmers now the tools to, and I suppose a roadmap as to what they need to do on farm to be more sustainable, and then feeding into Origin Green as well to bring the consumer on that journey. And we're delighted to have Dr. Roberta MacDonald from Agrina. She's an ag graduate, but she's heading up a section of Agrina within Copenhagen, whereby they're managing thousands of hectares of arable land across Europe and helping farmers to convert to regenerative agriculture, and then able to, I suppose, get accreditation for the carbon that's been sequestered and how that can be used, you know, for broader society. So, and then of course we've got Pat Whelan, so CEO of James Whelan Butchers. He is very focused on the whole, I suppose, issue of food waste. And this was the misconception that most of food waste sits on our plates, or they say that one out of every three bags of groceries goes in the bin. But actually 70% of our food waste happens in the food supply chain and the processing. So he's, you know, very focused on sort of joining the dots there between the farmer, the food supply chain and the consumer, and maybe creating awareness as to how and where our food comes from.
And of course, really, it's a very challenging time for the industry itself, for farming on the ground, the whole area of environment, emissions, the uncertainty on the international picture. The US is a picture all of its own, and common agricultural policy and the nitrous derogation. So a lot of uncertainty out there at the moment. So a very challenging time for the industry across all sectors.
Absolutely. We're bringing in, we're flying in a David Salmonson from the US. He heads up the American Farm Bureau, and he will give the American perspective, you know, in terms of the EU-US trade. And I think even, you know, there's lots of parallels between Ireland, Europe and America. Lots of farmers have similar concerns. So it's been a bumper harvest year in the US, similar to here. You know, prices are high, you know, lots of produce. American farmers are wondering, and I suppose, where their produce is going to go. So they're as concerned as we are, and there'll be a really good two-way discussion between Damien O'Reilly, who's based in Brussels, and David on that relationship, you know, between the US and in the EU. So that'll be a lot in that. And then, of course, we're looking at as well, I suppose, the role that agriculture plays. So that primary producer, our farmers, will have a key role within the day as well. We have a share milker, a guy called Mike Malone, who's share milking in Roscommon. We have Katie Gleason, who's a dairy farmer, but also an agri-influencer. Katie in the country, she might be known to some of your listeners. And then we have Contrast, who has the very famous apple farm here in Clonmel, and is also lecturing in UL, and he'll talk about the whole consumer piece as well and add value.
Fantastic, really, and there's such a broad spectrum there for the whole day-long conference. Of course, the Common Agricultural Policy, the next Common Agricultural Policy is a huge uncertainty out there. Challenges, farm succession, lots more. So really, once again, you've a fantastic lineup there, and fair play to you, Susan, and all involved in the ACA. You're keeping up that high standard. It's on Thursday next at Rochestown Park. Ireland's role in global food security. ASA National President Susan Maher. Susan, thanks for taking the call. Best of luck next Thursday in Rochestown Park for your annual conference. Look forward to meeting you there.
Thank you very much.
Well, a big event takes place next week. It's the Dairy Beef 500 Farm Rock. It's on the farm of Peter O'Hanra in Thomastown County, Kilkenny. To tell us all about it is his beef advisor from Chagas, and that is Sean O'Connor. Sean, welcome to our programme.
Thanks very much, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
Sean, this Dairy Beef 500, the Farm Rock, a very important day next Thursday to see best practice when it comes to dairy beef, sustainable dairy beef production on the farm in Thomastown.
This is one of the national events for the Dairy Beef 500 program this year. So Peter and Tom O'Hanrahan are hosting it there. So it's on Thursday the 4th of September at 6 p.m. at their farm in Kiljames, Thomastown, County Kilkenny.
What's the standout features of this farm? Obviously, there's a very high standard. And as you say, you're holding two events nationally, one up in Cavan and this one down here for the southeast area. What stands out on the O'Hanrahan's farm?
Peter and Tom, I suppose that for a number of years now, they've been part of the program. In terms of their physical and financial performance is quite good, has been quite good over the last number of years. Peter and Tom, they buy in roughly 200 calves every year, mostly male Friesian calves. And they're rearing them through to slaughter and ideally slaughtering them before 24 months old. And look, it's a very good opportunity for farmers to see their setup. They hosted an event in 2019 so some people might be familiar with it already, but you know, they've done a lot of development and building there over the last number of years, so it's something that would be very good.
As regards what type of numbers, indeed, where do they source their calves from? And what type of numbers are you talking about here?
Yes, so it's roughly 200 calves they buy in a year and bring them all to slaughter. And they're sourcing them from about four or five local dairy farmers within close proximity to their home farm. They've been targeted over the last few years. You know, to get farmers are dealing with, I suppose, they're getting they're going to the same farms every year and developing good relationships with them. And also, I suppose, they're sitting down with farmers as well and just looking to, I suppose, one area as well to look to increase CBD value in terms of the calves they're producing. And that gives the dairy farmer higher quality calf to sell, and then I suppose you're producing a more profitable calf at slaughter as well, so that's one area that they're looking at too.
And of course you're looking at 24 months here, aren't you, approximately?
Yeah, they're looking at finishing at 24 months, ideally looking at, I suppose, minimum 300 kilo carcass weight. And yeah, look, it's I suppose something that they put up a new finishing shed there in recent years and been able to help them to reach their targets of finishing under 2 years. Yeah.
As regards being a sustainable dairy beef production, obviously grassland grazing infrastructure and management are key to this successful farm.
Yeah, exactly. So just on the night, one of the areas we'll be looking at is we'll have a stand out in the field and we'll first of all have the stock on display, so calves and yearling cattle. But then we'll be going through their grazing infrastructure, so they've paddock system there. We'll look at how they manage different groups of animals, what kind of covers they look to go into, detail a bit on fertilizer use and what they get the best response from, and we'll look at areas like soil fertility and that and how they're performing in that area. So that's one area they've looked at in recent years, and we'll have a stand on that on the night. Yeah.
And as regards the handling unit, indeed the purpose built calf shed that you mentioned earlier, this is obviously state of the art. This is as good as it gets, really.
Yeah, it's as good as seeing any farm, and I think it's a good opportunity, not just for I suppose farmers in practicing calf to beef are interested in it, but I think it's right across the board. I think it's all relevant to suckler farmers, to even dairy farmers as well, to be able to see the facilities they have on hand there. So we'll be displaying the handling facilities, it has a new mobile crate as well. We'll be looking at cattle as well in the crate, in the facility, in the handling facilities. We'll have a factory procurement manager there, and will there be a few cattle on display just showing what key characteristics are they're looking for in terms of getting cattle fit for slaughter. Then after that, we'll be looking at the shed, finishing shed and the calf shed as well, and looking at finishing diets and the animal health protocol on the farm as well.
And I know you'll have several stands on the night. Will there be an opportunity, is it a question and answer at the end, or as you go along on the various stands on the night, the format that it'll actually take?
So I think we'll have two stands out on the grazing platform, and then a couple of stands, one out of the handling facilities and one in the finishing shed in the yard. So there'll be opportunity, we'll have different stakeholders talking at both Chagas advisors as well as stakeholders in the industry. We'll give a bit of a talk, and then there'll be a chance to a Q&A session at the end of each stand that questions can be asked of Peter and Tom, and just how I suppose the physical and financial performance of the farm, and they can detail that as well. Yeah.
So you're kicking off Thursday the 4th of September, 6 o'clock. Obviously it's Thomastown, it'll be well signposted obviously as well. As regards attending, do you have to pre-register, just turn up in the night? And obviously it's a free event as well.
No, it's a free event. There's no booking involved, so it's people can turn up as they please anyway. It's open to everyone, both Chagas and non-Chagas clients. And the air code, just for anyone who's looking for it, is R95N25H. So that'll lead everyone right to the yard.
We can repeat that, R95N25H.
Yes,
listen,
that's the one, yeah.
Sean, best of luck to you and all involved. It's a very important night. It's Thursday next, Dairy Beef 500 Farm Walk. It's the sustainable dairy beef production farm of the O'Hanrahan family, Peter and Tom, on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Sean O'Connor, the advisor for the O'Hanrahan farm. Listen, best of luck on Thursday night, and let's hope, and I'm sure you'll get a big crowd up to Thomastown on Thursday night for the Dairy Beef 500 Farm Walk. Thanks for taking our call.
Yep, thanks very much, Kieran.
And before the break, a reminder of our text competition. The National Ploughing Championships have kindly given us two pairs of passes for the upcoming National Ploughing in Tullamore, which run from the 16th to the 18th of September. To win a pair of tickets for the ploughing, just text or WhatsApp FarmView followed by your name and address to 083 333 975, and you could be the winner of a pair of tickets for the National Ploughing Championships in Tullamore.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And you're welcome back to part two of FarmView. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Turning to our livestock, Mart Wharf or Ross Mart, as always, general cattle sale every Saturday from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales every Monday also from 10. And Richie was on to remind us that the very first part of a very attractive production sale of 100 freshly calved Holstein Friesians will take place on Friday next, the 5th, at Ross Mart from 12 noon. Dungarvan Mart, general cattle sale and calf sale every Monday from 11. And don't forget, the very first weaning sale at Dungarvan Mart will be on Thursday the 11th September and fortnightly thereafter. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, Saturday mornings, Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore, with Stradley Farmers Market 9 till 1. Also on Saturday morning, Wofford Farmers Market, John Roberts Square. Sunday, Lismore Farmers Market, Castle Avenue, runs from 9 till 4. Also on Sunday, Ardmore Farmers Market, just off the beach car park, from 11 to 3. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, runs from 9 till 2. While on Friday mornings in the city, we've Wofford Country Markets in St. Olaf's Hall from 9 till 2. Also on Friday mornings, Dungarvan Country Market, Causeway Tennis Club on Abbeyside, again from 9 to 2. Now for dairy farmers, a very important hoof care course will take place at Lamy Bryan, at Nicholas Connors Lamy Bryan, being organised by Greenway Agri Training. It takes place on Wednesday 10th, Thursday 11th. For more information, you can look up www.agritraining.ie, and I'd preview this very important hoof care course on next week's programme with Ger Cusick. As we've discussed on this week's programme and preview, the Dairy Beef 500 Farm Walk will take place on Thursday next in Thomastown, County Kilkenny, on the O'Hanrahan Farm from 6 o'clock. And for garden lovers, a date for your dairy, Kierlong Country Life Dungarvan are hosting a very special garden talk and demo day at the Country Life Dungarvan Garden Centre on Saturday the 6th of September. That's Saturday of next week from 2 o'clock. Talks and demos all day long from 2 o'clock. They'll have plenty of special offers, discounts and monster raffle on the day. We'll have more details on this big day at Dungarvan Country Life Garden Centre, Saturday the 6th from 2 o'clock. And finally, to our agricultural show front, the Duala Agricultural Show in Cashel, just aside County Tipperary, just aside Cashel. Fun day for all the family with dog show, livestock show, tractor pulling, stars of country music, and of course Grand Prix in the show jumping as well. That's the Duala Show just outside Cashel this Sunday, the 31st. And finally, a reminder of our text competition. The NPA have kindly given us two pairs of passes for the upcoming National Ploughing Championships in Tullamore. To win a pair of tickets to the ploughing, just text or WhatsApp FarmView followed by your name and address to 083 333 975. You could be the lucky winner of a pair of tickets to our National Ploughing Championships at Tullamore.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, of course, the big event every year is our National Ploughing Championships. Would you believe it's Europe's largest outdoor event? And I'm delighted to be joined by a very busy woman indeed. She's the Managing Director of the National Ploughing, and that's Anna Mae McHugh. Anna Mae, welcome back to our programme once again.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having us on your programme.
Anna Mae, first of all, how are preparations going? Tullamore, you're going back to a very good venue there, but how are preparations going as regards to site preparation and laying down the trackway and putting in all the facilities?
Well, we are very pleased with progress to date. In fact, just yesterday they were moving out to look at car, well, not to look at them, but to repair the entrances to car parks, because all the internal structure is down, the waters and the electricity and the trackway is, and we have a lot of trackway this year again, but that's all the internal work on the exhibition site is complete, and they have now moved out to entrances for car park.
As regards the dry weather, has that been a help for you? Has it been more a hindrance? But obviously a big help, I'm sure, over the last few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. It has been very, very helpful to us, because we had fine weather every day, actually, until last night we had some rain. But look, the ground is well able for it now, because it has been so dry for some weeks there. Very solid site. You know, the ground is very solid there as well. It will be able to take a lot of rain.
Anna Mae, the way it has developed over years, and you've been involved in its infancy as such over the last 50 years or more. Anna Mae, at this stage, really, you must be very proud that it is now Europe's largest outdoor event and is big and better than ever again this year.
Yes, I am very proud of it, because I never anticipated or really, it's a reality now that it has evolved so much in the years that I have been associated with and working for it. This is the 94th National Ploughing Championship, and it was founded way back in Athy. The first event was in Athy by the late J.J. Bergen. He was the founder with Dennis Allen of Gorey. And I'm sure then they were only discussing whether Wexford men or Kildare men were the better ploughmen. And it all started off of that, with nine counties competing, all horse ploughing. Looking back on records in the early years, in the early 30s, there were as many as 92 pairs of horses ploughing. No exhibition whatever. The exhibition didn't come in for many, many years after. Tractor ploughing came in the early 40s, and it has evolved so much even since then with all the exhibition. Our first exhibition, we had 25 exhibitors. And it has evolved now to over 1,500.
Unbelievable. And really, the exhibition, and I know you're always very keen to promote the ploughing, and the ploughing is such a huge factor of it. As regards the acreage required both for the ploughing, both for the exhibition area and car parking, what are we talking about, Anna Mae?
Well, we're talking about, for the whole thing covers almost 800 acres. And out of that, there'd be 150 devoted to dedicate totally to trade exhibits alone. And then for the car parking, and in the event of poor weather conditions, you have to have reserved car parking. Now, Kieran, we have 21 clubs parking cars. That, you know, that gives an interest to the clubs, because they get a donation to their club, and you get applications from much further away than Tullamore. Like, you know, they're coming from Leash, they come from Westmead, and they apply actually to do the job, and we meet with them and give them their allocations. And
I know a few of the Waterford gang have been coming over the years as well to you.
Oh yes, they have indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
As regards the exhibition area, obviously you mentioned there the number of stands, the innovation area has been part and parcel, but the variety in the exhibition area is really what makes it extra special.
Yes, and even looking down at that, for the first ever forestry hub, it's led by the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine. And that, there's going to be panel discussions on that with Ivan Yates and Michael Dagnan and Minister Michael Healy-Ray.
Nice one.
And other leaders. So that's the first time we ever had that. You know, it's
Something different.
Yeah, it's something different.
Yeah,
and of course, Google is partnership now with the local enterprise offices, and that will be free on site. It's support for the SMEs on digital skills and AI tools.
Well, that's great. Local enterprise village, of course, and also the livestock section has become huge as well. On top of, as we mentioned, all the international exhibitors that are now coming as well.
We have very good support from Northern Ireland from exhibitors there. We have dairy companies coming from as far away as New Zealand and from the UK as well. So it's great to get that support. Yeah.
As regards the ploughing, obviously Wofford is sending up a strong team once again. We've a good record over the years. The ploughing is a huge part of the competition, and the standard, while the equipment has advanced, you still have the horse ploughing as well. Indeed, it's well worth anyone visiting the ploughing to go out and see these fantastic craftsmen in action, really.
Well, it is really, because it's a lovely skill, really, the horse ploughing, and people love to see it. Particularly, I find, with young people that have never witnessed men with ploughing with the horses, you know. And we're particularly pleased this year that we have two ladies ploughing with the horses and in the under 40 class.
Nice one.
We don't want that. We don't want the horse ploughing to die. We'd love to keep it there.
Well, definitely,
you're doing a great job
on it. Then, as regards, of course, the competitions, as we mentioned, that are there in the ploughing, but the VIPs year on year, and this year being a presidential election year, I'm sure the place will be hopping with politicians around the ploughing, and indeed candidates for the 3 days in Scraggan and Tullamore.
There will be a lot of handshaking going on, and we're delighted that President Michael Dee will be coming to officially open the event on Tuesday the 16th, the first day of the event, at 12 noon. And I might say, and I said it very recently, he has never missed any of the ploughing, the national competition, since he became president.
Well,
and we acknowledge that very much. And he has always been a great friend. And he was particularly interested. His first visit when he would arrive was to the horse ploughing.
Beautiful. And the way that it's kept, and he appreciates what you've done. Listen, Anna May, it's been a great success story. Europe's largest outdoor event. It's Tuesday 16th, Wednesday 17th, Thursday 18th. For people, as regards ticket, go online, of course. You must. Can you book a ticket to go any day, or do you have to pick a specific day?
Oh, no, you can book a ticket here at the office any day, either Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday.
Brilliant.
And you can even book the ticket on your way to the event if you haven't done so beforehand.
Right. And of course, follow, and we'll be speaking to Anne-Marie on their own interview, of course, follow the traffic instruction. Don't go on to Google Maps. Just follow the traffic plan that's in place. Anna-Mae McHugh, listen, you're keeping up a fantastic tradition. Really looking forward to it this year again. You're back to Scraggan and Tullamore, Tuesday 16th to Thursday 18th. Anna-Mae McHugh, Managing Director of the Ploughing. Best of luck in the next few weeks, and we look forward to meeting you in Scraggan in a few weeks' time. Thanks a million for taking our call.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
And before I go on the racing front, we had a good week again for local Wofford Connection. We had wins for Knockeen Butlestone trainer Henry de Bramett, Henry Saddle winners at Wexford, a double at Killarney, along with a fine winner at Kilbegan, where Kappa trainer Declan Queeley also saddled a very impressive winner at Kilbegan. While at Sligo, amateur Ardmore jock John Gleeson was back in the winner's enclosure, taking the bumper in fine style. And before I go, a reminder of our Tix competition. We've two pairs of tickets for the upcoming National Ploughing Championship in Tullamore for our Tix competition. To win a pair of tickets for the ploughing, just text or WhatsApp FarmView followed by your name and address to 083 333 975. You could be lucky winner of a pair of tickets for the upcoming National Ploughing Championships in Tullamore. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR,
brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.